live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The number of people who have died as a result of the 7.8 magnitude earthquake which struck Turkey and Syria has now passed 9,000. Jeremy Smith, British Red Cross cluster manager for the Middle East and North Africa, explains how they're supporting victims of the disaster.
And temperatures dropped below freezing, so search and rescue is continuing. But at the same time, we're also prioritising ensuring that survivors have a safe place to sleep, that they have somewhere warm, that they have a mattress, that they have a blanket.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will make his first visit to the UK since the Russian invasion of his country today. He'll use his surprise visit to the UK to see his country's troops being trained by the British Armed Forces. The NHS waiting list is likely to more or less flatline for the next year, risking the ambitions of the government and NHS England. The Institute for Fiscal Studies is warning that while some progress has been made in cutting long waits for treatment, plans to cut the overall waiting list and substantially increase the number of people getting help are unlikely to happen this year. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis-Hobbs.
At Tesco Mobile, get the brilliant iPhone 13 with super fast 5G for high quality streaming, plus 12 gigs of data so you can enjoy every moment. All for just £33.99 a month with club card prices, saving you £198. That's another little help on us. This is Supermarket Mobile. To switch, search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
Ends 26th of March. Was £39.49. Club card and 36-month credit agreement required. Subject to status and availability. 5G subject to coverage. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Colourful, coming up next, colourful, the business colourful, mix colourful, on Colourful Radio.
Hello, I'm Dr. Sheon Bakare. If something in your body doesn't feel right, talk to us. The thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. But most people who go for tests find out it's not. Finding out sooner is always better. Whatever the result, your NHS is here for you. Contact your GP practice.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
So many reasons why I want it for you, my love. Now you are one third time with my love. See how the little good things you do, they make me no. This distance is taking a hold on me for sure. Baby, come.
Baby. Let me be.
Colourful.
The Business Mix. Colourful Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to The Business Mix. My name's Chrissy.
Yes, welcome to The Business Mix, yet again, guest in all things business and entrepreneurism. Entrepreneurialism, that's the one. How are you all? How are you, Chris?
I'm good. Had a great week. It's been a busy week, but everything's all gravy. So every Wednesday we're here on Colourful Radio. You can catch us anytime now, everywhere now, whenever you're free. So make sure you do that. As always, we've got a great guest in. I'm really looking forward to this guest, Rachel.
Yeah, I know you are, Chris. Been for a while, actually.
Yes.
Been excited about this.
I'm a bit of a rum lover myself. Oh, actually, all spirits lover. So, but we have Ian Burrell, the global rum ambassador. And we're so excited to have you. Hi, Ian.
Hi, how you doing? Good morning.
We're good. Absolutely. How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, can't complain yet. So taking each day as it comes. But it's all good at the moment.
Perfect.
So we're gonna go right into this because you can feel. It's not too early for rum, so let's get right into it. So tell us a bit about yourself and your background.
So my background is, born here in London to Jamaican parents. I've always had rum inside my blood. So I suppose finding the job or creating a job that gave me the ability to travel around the world and teach people about rum and its history and where it is today and where it's going in the future was something that that I just fell into, I suppose. I've had a funny upbringing as such, because I've done a lot of things that people have said, wow, that's amazing. I wish I did just one of those things, because I always believe that if you're going to do something, try and do it well. So I've been in the music industry. I played professional basketball. I've done radio, TV, and now really mainly focusing on promoting the category of rum.
Okay. So do you call yourself a serial entrepreneur then?
I personally don't call myself a serial entrepreneur. Other people do, I suppose you could put it that way. But definitely an entrepreneur in many ways, as such, because I do believe in creating your own value and creating your own business, and not relying on someone else to say how much you're worth. So yeah, so definitely I see myself as an entrepreneur of sorts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you don't call yourself an entrepreneur, you've definitely got that entrepreneurial mind of a person who goes from one thing, creates one brand. Absolutely. So tell us about the role of a rum ambassador. Like, how did you get that title? Was it kind of like self-imposed, or did someone give that to you? And what do you do? What does a rum ambassador actually do?
I gave myself the title of global rum ambassador, but I was given the title of rum ambassador when I worked with a Jamaican rum company here in the UK called Ray and Nephew Limited. They came over from Jamaica, and they decided, because of the diaspora over here and the fact that Jamaican rum has the possibility of being seen as big as some of the other rums or as some of the other spirits in this country, they felt that it was time for them to actually come over here officially, as opposed to people just bringing it on the airplane back from holiday. In the mid-90s, they set up the company here, and they discovered me and I discovered them, funny enough, for another job I was doing. I was doing some voiceovers on radio, and the voiceover I was doing was for an advert for them. And then they realized I worked in a bar, and they said, oh, we'd love to bring the rum down to the bar. They found out I was Jamaican, so it tied in even better. And when I started using their rum inside the bar and then started promoting it to my guests and customers, they realized, wow, it'd be a good idea to actually have a bartender work with us, because then he can then talk to other bartenders. So they made me Ray and Nephew's first rum ambassador here in the UK. So I became the UK rum ambassador for Ray and Nephew in around around 97, 98. And that basically put me into a new world of learning about ambassadorship and how to talk about rums and its histories and how to use it, and basically going into people's workplaces, their bars, their restaurants, and learning about them. And while I was doing that, I was building up a little name for myself, not only with the company but with people within the industry. And then I was asked to do some stuff abroad. And it was when I was in Jamaica at a conference with all the other representatives for Ray and Nephew globally, and Appleton Estate Rum, which is their other brand. The guys from Australia and New Zealand said to me, wow, you know what? We need to bring you out to Australia and New Zealand to help launch Appleton out there. So I was down there in New Zealand doing talks about Jamaica rum, Jamaican down there. And New Zealand is New Zealand is very influenced by Jamaica, especially as massively. Bob Marley was down there, and it was like, this is like home. They're massive rum drinkers. They even like to, well, I won't mention their other recreational thing they like to do. This is illegal in a lot of countries, but they like doing that as well. It was while I was out there realizing I'm like thousands of miles away from home. I've been flown in business class on a plane to talking about rum. I realized, wow, you know what? Maybe this is something I should be doing. So I looked around to see if there was anyone doing this and why there wasn't, if there wasn't, and there wasn't. There wasn't anyone representing the category of rum. So I said, well, why can't it be me? Why can't I be this global rum ambassador instead of just the UK rum ambassador? And that's when I decided I wanted to become A or B global rum ambassador. Fantastic. Yeah, and that was in 2003.
I love the fact that you gave the title, and you know, because you're deserving of it. You knew your skill set, you knew what you're about, you knew that you were traveling, giving all this expertise. I love the fact you put yourself, and now that's what you're recognized as, the global rum ambassador.
And it's nice when you've come up with an idea, and of course there were skeptics at the start. There's always doubters, but the thing is, you don't listen to the doubters and the haters and things like that. Never listen to them, because they'll just stop you from your goal. But as the time went on and I proved myself time and time and time and time again, companies came to me and started calling me global ambassador for rum, different companies. So I'd work with one company one day and another company another day as a consultant or as a temporary ambassador, and gave them something they didn't know they needed. So it all worked out well. It was working well, I should say.
I love the fact that at the beginning when you were speaking, you said, I worked with this one company, you know, Ray and Nephew. You might have heard of them, you know, just dropping it in there. we were really inspired when we were actually, you know, finding out more about you. Rum Ambassador, I wonder what that's about. And then the more that we were kind of reading, the more that we were researching, we were really inspired, and we were like, as entrepreneurs, even if you don't call yourself an entrepreneur, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in what you do. Otherwise, nobody else is going to. And I think you embody that really, 100% really well. And I hope anyone is listening out there. Well, I'm sure there are people listening out there, but anyone listening out there who is kind of in a bit of a self-doubt, not sure, should I, shouldn't I, what are people going to think? I think this is a great example of just doing it. But like you said, once you know the value of your skills, your knowledge, your product, whatever it is, you can relay that and convey that to others in a way that positive reinforcement message for the morning.
Absolutely.
No, I wholeheartedly agree. Definitely agree with that.
So, Ian, you've spoken about your globetrotting, your knowledge sharing and everything, but you've also got your own venture. Now, I really hope I pronounce it right. Equiano. Do you do it like that? Equiano. Tell us more about Equiano and how it came about.
Well, for years, as I say, for the last, I would say 12 years, I've been as an ambassador ever since I created the world's first rum festival, international rum festival here in London. I've been inundated with lots of different brands asking me to work with them, and it's normally in a case It's normally a case of where I'm doing strategy, market strategies, or I'm looking at consumers or customers of who they're trying to appeal to, and or new brands that are looking to come up and basically get that experience, that person who's worked with some of the big established brands, bringing that experience to them, helping them on their way. And I felt it was time. And I always knew I wanted to create my own brand, but it was never the right time. I never found the right time as such. And I was approached by some guys. They came to me and they said, we want to create a rum. And I'm like, okay, no problem. I'm used to that. And they had some ideas, and they had a couple of good ideas, but most of them were like, it's not going to work. As such, I could take your money as a consultant, but that's not going to work. But I like their enthusiasm. I also like their background as well. Because I said, well, you know what, maybe all they need is that little bit of expertise push to work with them. And then this could be a really great journey. Also, it would mean that I could leverage some of my time, because I didn't have the time to actually just focus on a brand just by myself. There's a lot of things I know when it comes to rums, but there's other things I don't know. And it's so important when you are creating and running your own business is to understand what you don't know.
Because
that's where you cut down on your mistakes. So I then started giving them some of the ideas I actually had for myself, for my own brand. And they were like, wow, you know what? That actually sounds even better than our project. So okay. we then started working together, came up with some of the ideas. And I always wanted to be one of the first to actually really establish a rum from the African continent. Because although I'm Caribbean, and the Caribbean is the epicenter of the rum world, it still has to pay homage back to Africa. That's where most of the people were enslaved and brought over into the Caribbean. So we still have Africa as a continent in our DNA. So I wanted to bring that out inside a rum. Of course, being African Caribbean, you have to still have the Caribbean inside there. So I wanted to create an African Caribbean rum as such. So looking for the right countries, the right areas to blend those together. And we came out with Mauritius. Only because they're producing some great rums in East Africa at the moment. And, of course, Barbados, because that's where the name rum came from. It's where rum actually, the liquid got its name back in the 1650s as such. Right. So it was more of a starting point. So we had the African Caribbean rum, and then it was to come up with a name. And we had a few names. But then when we then remembered or recalled Alauda Equiano was a freedom fighter, an abolitionist, an African that was enslaved in the 1700s. Mm-hmm. He was taken to Barbados, brought to England, learned English, went back onto the ships, floated around on ships as such, but it was able to buy his own freedom by basically trading in the Caribbean. And when he bought his own freedom, he came back to England. And it was through what he'd learned in the Caribbean, seeing enslavements of Africans in the Caribbean, he realized that this has to stop. And there was no way a black man was going to be able to stop this unless that information, that message was put out there. So he wrote a book. It became a 9-time bestseller by the late 1700s. And he went around the UK, toured around the UK, telling people about the atrocities of the transatlantic slavery movement that was going on at that time. And a lot of people were shocked because they hadn't seen it or hadn't heard about it. Or if they had heard about it, it was one version of that. And through his efforts, through his book, through awareness, he helped with the abolition of the transatlantic slavery. Helped create the Transatlantic Slavery Act, which stopped the movement or the kidnapping and enslavement of Africans from Africa into the colonies. So it's an important part of not only black history, but history. But it's a story that doesn't get really told. His house was in his house was just off Tottenham Court Road where he lived. Oh, there's a blue plaque there saying this is where Alauda Equiano lived. That was put there in 2003, funny enough, the year when I called myself the rum ambassador. And that was just off on Ridinghouse Street. So when he died with a little bit of money because of the books and that type of stuff, set up a family. But again, he inspired so many people that went on to make a bigger name for themselves. But a lot of people seem to have forgotten about Alauda Equiano. So I wanted to see if we could use the rum as a way to retelling that story Because I think when you sit down with a bottle of rum, and historically when we sat down with spirits, we've told stories to each other and we learn from each other. It's liming as such. And if you're going to lime with a rum and tell a nice story, but a story that's inspiring, because he was one of the original entrepreneurs, definitely one of the first African entrepreneurs here in the UK by writing his book, creating his book, publishing it, even getting a commission in the photo that's inside the book, traveling around the United Kingdom to promote it as such. With no social media, he was the social media. We can use some of his ideals, inspire ourselves today. And again, don't listen to what other people say when they say, oh, you can't do that, because that's the reason why you should do it. Then we can all be better. And so that's the whole idea of creating a rum called Equiano in honor of a louder Equiano. And even the fact that the rum's coming from the African continent, we send the rum to Barbados to be blended and bottled in Barbados.
Yeah. Wow.
More expensive doing it that way, but it means we stay true to the story. So we have a rum that's been aged for a minimum of 10 years in cognac cask barrels, ex-cognac casks. Those cognac cask rums are then sent on a boat to Barbados, where that's blended with rum from Barbados. Fortunately, the distillery that we're working with there is the most awarded rum distillery in recent times for their rums, a distillery called Foursquare. So send the rum to Barbados, bottled there, and then we send some to America because that's where Equiano went for a short period of time before he was sold to another English captain. And then we send the rum to England. We send some rum to England. So it makes that journey, again, to tell that story of a louder Equiano.
Wow. We love that. Amazing.
You know when me and Rachel are silent, it means we are attentively listening. We've had We've had a history lesson. All of that's just sunk in. But at the same time, I'm listening about the rum and how it's made. Like, I went to Barbados and I did a tour for one of the a well-known rum in Barbados, and it's one of my favorites.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love
Mount Gay. I work with them. They're brilliant.
Do you? Wonderful. I love Mount Gay. So I'm listening because I love to know about new rums and new spirits generally. And the way, because it's from you guys, it's from our own community, that makes it even better. Absolutely.
Yeah, and again, that's important. That's one of the reasons why I loved what I did as I do as a rum ambassador, because most of the rums are coming from the Caribbean. And it means every bottle that's sold in other countries, that's money going back to the Caribbean. Yep. That's part of the economy. Mm. When you're at Mount Gay and you see the workers there, every time you drink a bottle or you buy a bottle of Mount Gay, you're putting money into their pocket. Yep, you're putting money into their pocket. You're keeping them in work, whether they work in a bottling line, whether they work in the offices, whether they work in communications, whether they, even if there's anything connected with the rum brand, the rum company, they need to sell rum. And that's why I'm always trying to push, especially us as Black British people, to actually try and drink more rum instead of more cognac and whiskey.
Yeah,
cognac and whiskey is nice, but it's not putting money into the Caribbean, but it's not putting money back into Africa. So let's see if we can put some money back into the Caribbean to help our people.
Absolutely.
So with that said then, can you give us some a few Black-owned rum brands that we should be trying, that we should be sampling? Christy and I found a couple.
Oh, you did?
So which one
did you
find? Let's see if they match up with what you suggest.
Well, the first one that comes...
So it was Las Ola. Club,
I think I've seen Las Ola.
I know Stormzy's been quite vocal about that one as one of his favourites.
Yeah.
Do you remember cream? Really?
Yeah, in the
Okay,
I mean, when we just launched in October, Stormzy he took over the Observer magazine. He was like the guest editor. And he was doing all the things that he liked and did. And he picked three rums. And Equiano was one of the rums he picked. So that was a proud moment for us because we just launched.
Excellent.
We just launched in Black History Month in 2019. And so to have that in a mainstream magazine and then Stormzy endorsing Equiano was great, was cool. So, maybe you should do a rum. But one of the rums that really stands out with me, which I've always been proud of pushing, is a rum called Matuga. It's a husband and wife team of Jamaican, I think it's Jamaican and Ugandan connection, and they used to buy rums in to create their brand in London. They moved up to Scotland and set up a distillery. So at the moment, I think they are the only black-owned distillery in the UK, except for another little small one called Cabbies in London.
Yes, that's the one I know.
Got a small little tiny... Yeah, so he's got a small little distillery and he's making his rums there. So we're talking about distillery owners of making rums, and they're the two that come to mind. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other brands are companies that will buy rums in and create their brand, which is just as good. It's just a lot harder when you actually own your own distillery, because there's a lot more costs involved in actually buying the raw material, fermenting it, then distilling it and making sure it's right and balancing it, and then bottling it. So a lot of other moving parts. But yeah, Cabbies and Amatuga are the two that come to mind straight away as rum distillers or rum companies that Amatuga is M-U-T-T-A-G-A, or it's M-U-T-U-G-G-A.
All right. Oh, I've got it.
You found it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ian, do you think they're the kind of reasons why people choose not to distill and rather bring the rums in? So you've mentioned some of the issues around distilling, but would you like to see more black-owned distilleries?
I'd love to. I mean, across the UK, but across the world well. We have to realize, especially it's been highlighted this year a lot as the world's slowed down and people are looking more at their history and where we are today and how today's come about. A lot of these distilleries have been around for hundreds of years and making rum for hundreds of years. You mentioned Mount Gay. They've been registered in 1703. It's one of the oldest spirit distilleries in the world. Now, if those distilleries have been going for over 200 odd years, who are running and owning all the businesses in the Western society at that particular time? It wasn't enslaved Africans. It wasn't free Africans. It was colonists that were running and owning distilleries. And it gets passed down for generations to generations through their families. So, and that's still today, because it's only been, and we say only, but it hasn't been that long a time since the abolition of slavery right across the colonies. So it's only been a couple of hundred years. So these families are still owning and running their distilleries as such. But what we will see in the near future is more and more smaller distilleries or boutique distilleries coming that are owned by what's called Black Caribbeans or Caribbeans themselves, that have come directly from enslaved Africans that have been brought over years ago. But at this moment in time, just like all other industries, whether it's banking, whether it's commercial, they are 99.9% owned by non-African descendants. So all these, I would like to see more Black-owned rum distilleries, but at the moment what we're seeing is Black-owned rum businesses where they're buying the rums in and creating the brand, and then basically going to market. So it's the gradual step, but I'd like to see more, but we will see more. But at the moment, they're the only two, for example, in the UK. And in the Caribbean, there's a few, but not as much as we'd like to see.
So I feel, remember Cabbies and Cabbies. Matuga. I think everyone should, yes, please go and have a taste, have a try. Yeah. You mentioned earlier actually about Rumfest.
Yes.
And is that, did you do it online? Will it be kind of virtual?
This year we did it online. This is my 14th year of doing Rumfest. It was the world's biggest premium rum festival. Again, people thought I was crazy when I started it back in 2007. But it's a way for people to come together, learn about the category of rum, learn about the different styles of rums that are out there, whether it's a spice rum, whether it's a rum where sugar's been added to it or flavors, or whether it's a pure rum where it's all natural, nothing's added to it, and it's like what you see the single malts whiskies of the world are like. So and then you also get some of the rum experience where we combine rum with music, rum with food, rum with art, rum with culture. So you get to take a little bit of that away with you over the 2 days of learning about rum. And then we've extended it to a week where there's lots of different events around London in restaurants and bars, helping to drive business to them to learn about the category of rum. So this year we couldn't do the big exhibition. We normally have about 2,500 people in over 2 days. So we just did it online. We took over a bar in central London, did some tastings and master classes in the bar, but we then streamed that through on Zoom.
Okay.
People could join in at home or join. And then we had blenders, master blenders, like Dr. Joy Spence. She's the master blender for Appleton Rum. And the world's first female master blender in the spirits industry as well. Okay. So we had her online talking about her rums and how she did this and how she works the company and that type of stuff. So it's an honor to actually have her on there. So yeah, so we did have Rumfest this year on an online basis, just so we can keep that, have that continuation of having Rumfest every year for 14 years.
And the Guinness Book of Records for having
it was the largest tasting rum tasting. But I want to break that again, take that back. So next year, as part of a celebration of getting people back together, we're going to try and break that. I want to get 1,000 people inside a room, sat down, tasting 6 different rums and having a masterclass there. And let's London take back their record, because we only had it for about a couple of months. I think the record now in Peru or I think it's Colombia. It's in Colombia, so we can take it back.
Well, listen, all rum lovers out there, start training from now. Start sipping, practice, lifting up that hand to the mouth and the glass. We can get it. We can do it.
Chrissy's an expert in that. Chrissy's got the training. I thought she was dancing there. Yeah, she's actually training there.
So,
down the road.
That comes on to my next, because I am a rum lover. I want to know, what is your favourite rum recipe, and can you give it to me and all our listeners before we go? your favourite bits?
A couple of my favourite, but I think the rum cocktail that really, there's two rum cocktails, depending if you're the bartender, the trade, or the consumer. The bartender, they feel that the ultimate rum cocktail is a daiquiri, which is rum, lime and sugar.
Yep.
If you're going to make a daiquiri, the best way to make a daiquiri and the balanced way to make a daiquiri is 2 parts rum, 1 part freshly squeezed lime juice, and then 1/2 part of sugar syrup. If you don't have a sugar syrup, you can make your own sugar syrup, sugar water, boil it. If you don't have a sugar syrup, just two teaspoons of sugar. I like the soft brown sugar, not the hard brown sugar, the soft brown sugar. Shake that up with ice, and you've got a perfect daiquiri. Shake it really hard, and you've got a really nice, perfect daiquiri. Strain it into a champagne coupe, a martini glass, or just a wine glass. But the way for consumers is a rum punch. Rum punch is the best way to drink a rum. If you don't like the taste of rum, you'll like a rum punch. The original recipe that's come out of the Caribbean, originally by way of India, is the 5 ingredients, which is 1 of sour, 2 of sweet, 3 of strong, 4 of weak, or 5 of spice, and make it nice.
Oh, wow.
So the 1 of sour. Yeah. The 1 of sour will be lime or citrus. 2 of sweet would be sugar or syrup, like a strawberry syrup or grenadine. 3 of strong has to be rum, preferably a white strong rum, like Rare Nephew, white rum. 4 of weak, a bit of water or juice. Orange juice and pineapple juice work really well in fruit rum punches. And then 5 of spice to make it nice. It'll be like a little sprinkle of nutmeg on top, if you want to use cinnamon or a bit of Angostura bitters. But I like to use a little sprinkle of nutmeg on top. But you just stir that in a big jug or shake it up or any way you want to mix it, and you'll have a really nice, refreshing, fruity rum punch. And you can adjust the ingredients to make it sweeter or more citrusy or more stronger than you want. But everyone has their own recipe of a rum punch. So yeah, rum punch is, for me, a great way of enjoying rum, and a historic way, because punches have been around for ages. And if you do want to get a little quiz note, which might come up on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, the word punch is a Hindi word for 5, which is the 5 ingredients.
Listen, everyone's going to Ian's for Christmas, because Christmas at Ian's yard will be banging.
I got a bar in my garden, so yeah, if you want to come round.
You see, a bar in the garden and everything. Oh my gosh, time is going already so quickly.
Last question, which I'm really intrigued about. Perfect day in the life of a rum ambassador. What does that look like? If you could just flick your fingers or wave your magic wand, a day in your life, how would that be?
In 1 minute.
First, Yeah, the first thing would be, so you get up in the morning, have a coffee, get ready, put your Rum Ambassador hat on, do an interview on Colourful Radio with Chrissy and Rachel, I wanted to. and then after that's finished, you then put your coat on, you grab your passport, and then you're off to the airport because you have to fly to the Caribbean because you need to do some consultancy for a rum company out there. So you're out there, you land there a few hours later, and actually on the plane, you're writing an article because you've been asked to do an article for a magazine. So you're writing that on rum. You land, you get down to the rum distillery, you're tasting rums, and you're learning a little bit more about this. You're liming, you get to go to a little rum shack. And then a couple of days later, normally 2 days later, you're back on a plane again. And instead of coming home, you've actually gone to Miami. It's not that far away. You're there in Miami, and then you're training bartenders because you've launched a new rum called Equiano, and you're teaching them how to use that rum in their bars because they say it's the hottest new rum, and they love the fact that it's the world's first African Caribbean rum as well. So that would be the perfect day or couple of days. It normally happens that way anyway.
Love it.
Tell us where we can find more details about Equiano, where we can buy all that jazz.
Equiano has its own website, Equianorum.com. That's old school now, saying www. Equianorum.com. Go to the webpage, find all the information there. You can buy it from there as well. Instagram page, it has its own Instagram page if you just want to find me. I'm around as well. You can see me on Instagram, The Rum Ambassador. Nice and simple, just The Rum Ambassador.
Obviously.
Or Facebook, on my Facebook page, Ian Burrell.
Thank you so much, Ian. I've been educated today. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it. And I'm about to go and make
such a great
myself.
Show. Thank you very much. A rum punch?
A daiquiri, darling. I'm going to make myself a daiquiri.
Oh, she's going daiquiri. Nice.
daiquiri.
Nice.
Fantastic. Well, can you make two and I'll come round? Socially distance, obviously. Just leave it on the doorstep and I'll just collect. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Guys, we've got to go. Take care and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Colourful.
The Business Mix.
Colourful Radio.
Beats. 10-10 in the face, she too bad. Stingway see the shape, she get the bag. Anytime, any place, I blow by for you. I'm loving your way. So make a pull up skirt, she get makeup. She like cash, I go spend, pull up by, I know sir. So make a pull up skirt, she get makeup. She like cash, I go spend, pull up, bar, I know send. You remind me of something, let me know what it is right now. You remind me of something. You remind me of something, let me know what it is right now. You remind me of something. She wanna come to the ends, come slide in the bends. And you know, so you feel me, no time to pretend. I put you way up there on the plane, central prep for the day. You know, see, I like your way. You know, see, I like your way, girl. 10-10 in the face, she too bad. Skin waist, see the shape, she get it back. Anytime, any place, I blow by for you. I'm loving your way. So make a pull up skirt, she get makeup. She like cash, I go spend, pull up, I know sir. So make a pull up skirt, she get makeup. She like cash, I go spend, pull up, I know sir. We go dream broker to shark paraga, right kick it, do shakara. Dream broker to shark paraga, right kick it, do shakara. All my guys, them real bad man, see the diamond ring for me hand. VVS won't shine for me neck. Caribbean girls like our flex. She wanna come to the ends, come slide in the bends. And you know, so you feel me, no time to pretend. I put you way up there on the plane, central prep for the day. You know, see, I like your way. You know, see, I like your way.
10-10 in the face. She too bad. Slim waist in the shape. She get the bag. Anytime, any place, I blow by for you. I'm loving your way. So make a pull up skirt, she get makeup. She like cash, I go spend. Pull up, I know. So make a pull up skirt, she get.
No kidding, baby.
Here we go. Yeah. Everybody leave your ego at the door. Right. You know how hard we get on the floor. Uh-huh. Ain't no time for you to be on the low. We're block partying, yeah, we're block partying. Older people, we're young and no guardian. You can't play that thing to move your body in. There's no need to bring a shotty in. Now last time I checked, I was fly, baby. Cause I could do that move, you can't deny, baby. You can't resist the way we bring it live, baby. You wanna know the reason, I'll tell you why, baby. We're block partying, yeah, so let me talk about it. And leave your attitude home, cause I could do without it. Your last man was lame because he allowed it. You wanna go have a drink, cause over here it's crowded. I like to party with people that like to party back. That's why you always seeing me where the party at. Playing that Jagged Edge, you know the party track. They always call to kick your pre to bring the party back. Cause I can put on them grooves that put you right in the mood to make you get up and move until you're losing your shoes. I'll be the one that you choose, always the one that you use. I'm on my one and my twos, now check the way that I cruise.
I'm ready to turn it up, get on the floor and burn it up. I got a shorty with me that wanna party for free. No VIP, she just wanna dance. She wanna party with me, she just wanna move. She can do it for free. She just wanna dance. She want the KID. She just wanna move. At the block party, no VIP.
Well, as you can see, everybody having a good time with Capri. Right. Spending mad bread at the bar for them bottles. Bad chicks bringing you them bottles with the sparkles. She high. We block partying and we club hopping. Go to get a bite to eat and then after we get it popping. Got a bad grown woman with me, super rocking. And she about to give me all of the cakes with the topping for real. Every party we have is the deal. Even when we out in Texas, man, we keep it chill. Make the people say, my, my, my. Johnny Gill, we're the greatest that you ever gonna get. How I feel, unbelievable. Time and we're doing it with the skill. I ain't gotta sell it to you, my brother. Just keep it real. This the thing that make you fill up your cup and never spill. Offer of a lifetime, you never get a better deal.
I'm ready to turn it up. Talk to him, kid on the floor and burn it up.
Yeah,
I got a shorty with me that wanna party for free. No VIP, she just wanna dance.
She wanna party with me, she just wanna move.
She can do it for free, she just wanna dance.
She wants the KID, she just wanna move.
At the block party, no VIP.
We want to party on down with you.
Party on down.
We want to party on down with you.
Party on down.
We want to party on down with you.
Party on down.
We want to party on down with you.
Yeah.
Welcome to my block party. Get on the block. See you at my block party.
The block is hot.
Need to be at my block party. We on the town.
Kick
the
trees.
Block party.
Kingsbridge, I mean, we used to do our block parties out there and get it popping, right?
Right.
Whole block be out there getting it on. We be eating and dancing and doing our thing, right? All the other blocks used to come all block and just have a good time. We set the tone, right? Shout to KBC, Kingsbridge, we up.
Girl, you be my jeans.
eyes. She holds me back, or she goes too far, winding me up just to let me down. So emotional, gagging about. There's more to this than meets the eye. A devil woman locked inside. With the full moon rising, I was scared. I think I was possessed.
I just wanna be close to you. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Stacking a million, stunt with a stallion, something Italian, or maybe Puerto Rican. You could catch me in Paris.
Let's go.
I'm in it to win it. I'm willing to carry the game. If you think I'm not, look at the carrots.
Look at me, man.
Pop up clean up out of the phantom. The people go to screaming like an opera anthem.
Let's go.
I did it before, do it again.
Do it again.
I got it to blow, got it to spin.
Got it to spin.
Flies before, cool as the wind. Got hits go back like Juicy G. Yeah, shine the best in diamond necklaces. My extravagant taste and style perplexing. They know I'm the they wanna get next. That's him. She had.